So just as a brief overview, we're going to go through the parts of the subscription document, not in detail, but just so you know what the various parts of the subscription documents are. We're going to go through the eligibility to invest in a private placement, the definition of accredited investor, and what it means to have a bad boy disqualification. So just looking at the various parts, and they're not all listed here. They're all listed on that page one. You have the subscription agreement, which is the main purpose of the subscription documents. That's how the investor obligates him or herself to put money into the fund or the company. And by the way, what I've done here is these are subscription documents for a Texas limited partnership. These documents would work equally well probably for a limited liability company, but you would need a slightly different form if the issuer were a corporation. So the subscription agreement is basically, like I said, the document by which the investor obligates him or herself. The purchaser questionnaire is how you determine whether the purchaser is either accredited or sophisticated and eligible to invest in the private placement. And by the way, you don't have to have all these documents signed at the same time, but if you do have a purchaser questionnaire signed up early, if you pre-screen your investors, it is very important that you bring down those representations in the subscription agreement, because the relevant time for determining whether an investor is accredited or sophisticated is the time when the investment decision is made and when the security is sold. So those do need to be brought down.